from the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
A student's health can often play a major role in his university studies. The University of Alaska has opened a new student health facility to serve its more than 2,000 students. The facility is located in the west wing of one of the women's residence halls known as Wickersham Hall. Mrs. Lucille Garrison, university nurse and head of the Student Health Center, said the new quarters will enable her to offer more health care than has been possible up to now. Such features as separate rooms for patients, examinations, and doctors have been included in the new facility. There is also an emergency room in which minor surgery can be carried out. Doctors are able to see patients during mornings under a contract with the university. Mrs. Garrison is with us to explain more about the health program. Mrs. Garrison, how would you describe the purpose of the student health program?
The student health program really has a dual role on campus. Besides caring for the sick student, we are very concerned with the well student and have programs in preventive medicine, preventive diseases, checks, follow-ups on TB and venereal disease, pneumonia or infectious mono. All of these things are, you know, quite prevalent in our college age student. Besides the new facility that has given us more adequate professional type care for the students that are sick, we now have, as you mentioned, Dean, the separate rooms for patients. We have beds that will keep that we can keep students during the daytime. We look forward to the day when we can have an infirmary on campus and have overnight service, but this is something we haven't had before.
What kind of education program do you have in regard to student health?
Well, the educational program, I think, is really one of the most important. We try to get to the students what they want to hear about. Birth control pills, family planning, even cancer, some of the student groups have asked for. And we try to arrange or kind of coordinate films and a speaker to come, more or less at the student's invitation. Smoking clinic, the five-day smoking clinic, was asked for, and this was arranged in one of the dorms. There are at the health center is pamphlets and various reading material on almost any subject the student might be interested in, drugs or TB or smoking, or but along these lines the students can find pretty much, you know, information, factual information that they would be interested in there at the health center. Pardon me for interrupting, but we are trying to accumulate a kind of a library, medical library, for the students so that when they are interested in any subject, you know, in the medical field, they can come and find some answers there.
The students have a health insurance program. What all does this cover?
This is paid for, their premium is paid for with their student health fee, and this is supplemental to the services that can be afforded here on campus. We have no lab or x-ray, so if laboratory tests or x-rays are needed, they have to go in town, then their insurance, there's a minimal coverage for it. The program was designed specifically for student needs. What most likely would happen to students that might keep them out of school.
Thank you. We've been talking to Mrs. Lucille Garrison, university nurse and head of the Student Health Center. This is Dean Werner.
This is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.